brought to you by Puffin.
SEO Trot by Roald Dahl. Read by Sanjeev Bhaskar. Author's note. Some years ago, when my own children were small, we usually kept a tortoise or two in the garden. In those days, a pet tortoise was a common sight crawling about on the family lawn or in the backyard. You could buy them quite cheaply in any pet shop, and they were probably the least troublesome of all childhood pets, and quite harmless. Tortoises used to be brought into England by the thousand. They came from lots of different countries packed in crates. But many years ago, a law was passed that made it illegal to bring any tortoises into the UK. This was not done to protect us. The little tortoise was not a danger to anybody. It was done purely out of kindness to the tortoise itself. You see, the traders who brought them in used to cram hundreds of them tightly into the packing crates without food or water, and in such horrible conditions that a great many of them always died on the sea journey over. So rather than allow this cruelty to go on, the government stopped the whole business. The things you're going to hear about in this story all happened in the days when anyone could go out and buy a nice little tortoise from a pet shop. Mr. Hoppy lived in a small flat high up in a tall concrete building. He lived alone. He'd always been a lonely man, and now that he was retired from work, he was more lonely than ever. There were two loves in Mr. Hoppy's life. One was the flowers he grew on his balcony. They grew in pots and tubs and baskets, and in summer the little balcony became a riot of colour. Mr. Hoppy's second love was a secret he kept entirely to himself. The balcony immediately below Mr. Hoppy's jutted out a good bit further from the building than his own, so Mr. Hoppy always had a fine view of what was going on down there. This balcony belonged to a kind, middle-aged lady called Mrs. Silver. Mrs. Silver was a widow who also lived alone. And although she didn't know it, it was she who was the object of Mr. Hoppy's secret love. He had loved her from his balcony for many years, but he was a very shy man, and he had never been able to bring himself to give her even the smallest hint of his love. Every morning, Mr. Hoppy and Mrs. Silver exchanged polite conversation, the one looking down from above, the other looking up. But that was as far as it ever went. The distance between their balconies might not have been more than a few yards, but to Mr. Hoppy it seemed like a million miles. He longed to invite Mrs. Silver up for a cup of tea and a biscuit, but every time he was about to form the words on his lips, his courage failed him. As I said, he was a very, very shy man. Oh, if only, he kept telling himself, if only he could do something tremendous, like saving her life or rescuing her from a gang of armed robbers. If only he could perform some great feat that would make him a hero in her eyes. If only. The trouble with Mrs. Silver was that she gave all her love to somebody else, and that somebody was a small tortoise called Alfie. Every day when Mr. Hoppy looked over his balcony and saw Mrs. Silver whispering endearments to Alfie and stroking his shell, he felt absurdly jealous. He wouldn't even have minded becoming a tortoise himself if it meant Mrs. Silver stroking his shell each morning and whispering endearments to him. Alfie had been with Mrs. Silver for years, and he lived on her balcony summer and winter. Planks had been placed around the sides of the balcony so that Alfie could walk about without toppling over the edge. And in one corner there was a little house into which Alfie would crawl every night to keep warm. When the colder weather came...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?